Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Do you ever think, oh, why is everyone further ahead than me in business? Why am I behind? Why am I not better or more successful? Or why are they blah, blah, blah? If you do, this episode's for you. So I'm Libby Langley. Welcome to Messy Business. Oh, right. Okay. So you've got clients, you've got money coming in, nothing's on fire. And yet there is this constant, like, nagging feeling of being behind, not being good enough, feeling like you've missed something, bit off it, just bit meh, right? It's a really, really common feeling, and it's usually got absolutely naff all to do with how well your business is actually doing. What do you think it might be based on? Do you think it might be a little bit of comparisonitis? Yes. So that further, you know, I should be further along by now feeling. Honestly, I blame social media almost entirely for it. Because before social media, we didn't know what other people were doing unless they told us. Or unless we went to an event and met them and saw them on stage and we weren't on stage or whatever. Or they got promoted and we didn't get promoted or things like that, right? We didn't know. And it was a blissfully glorious time. So, but since the advent of social media, and particularly, I think, it's been in the last 10 years, but I think it's got worse in the last six since COVID, since everybody went online. I mean, social media has been about four donkey's years now. I first started teaching business owners how to use social media in 2008, I think, 2009, which is, oh my God, it's nearly 20 years ago. So yeah, been around a while, right? And we've been using it. But it used to be really about connecting with other people. It's simple as that, and kind of getting your marketing message out to people. That's what it used to be about. But then I think when Reels were introduced on Instagram. I think that was kind of the turning point. Can't remember exactly when that was, but I'm guessing probably about 10 years ago. Time just goes, doesn't it? And then when COVID happened, so 2020, everybody took their business online. You needed a course if you were going to make any money, and people were teaching people about all sorts of stuff that arguably they weren't qualified to do, but they dabbled in it, you know, like plumbers teaching people how to do Facebook ads because they'd done some Facebook ads and it had worked for them. So then they were experts in Facebook ads and started teaching other people. You know, the kind of thing, right? Which is fine. I'm not taking anything away from people, and obviously pivot if you want to and all that stuff. But what it's created is this horrible, horrible, horrible kind of vacuous echo chamber, ecosystem, black hole of look at all these amazing things that I'm doing. Look how fabulous I am. And it's all bollocks, most of it anyway. It really is. And, you know, we can all rock up and present something shiny on a 30-second video that then isn't necessarily true, or is the edited highlights of what's actually going on. And it goes out there and it becomes the truth. And it becomes the truth that you present to people. And it becomes the truth that other people absorb. And it becomes their nagging feeling of being behind. And it really sucks. And it's just like lies. It's just like smoke and mirrors. It doesn't, who gives a shit what anybody else is doing, quite frankly? Why does it matter? Why does it matter to us in our normal everyday lives what anyone else is doing? Why does it matter? And yet it does. And yet it seems to. And, you know, they're always thinner or younger or, I don't know, all the things. Taller, in my case. Everybody's always taller than me. And it's just, it's like, yeah, but they haven't done the thing, you know, what, for me, what, the, you know, they haven't got an MBA, they haven't run a marathon, they haven't recorded 191 episodes of a podcast that thousands of people listen to. So, no, we choose to, that's so childish, I'm sorry. Oh my God. We choose to forget about the things that we've done that other people haven't done and just look at the things that they've done or say they've done in a 30-second reel that we haven't done. And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever because we are not them and they are not us, okay? And it isn't based on facts because you don't know. You don't know what them having a 250 grand launch means. Except maybe you do if you do a bit of digging and you look at the actual facts that are out there on, you know, submitted accounts on Companies House and you turns out that actually, oh, they only made 50 grand profit. Right. So that's less impressive. Still a lot of money, but less impressive than 250 grand, isn't it? So, but, you know, people don't talk about what, they don't talk about profit. They talk about turnover. And turnover just, it means naff all. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make any blooming difference if you're applying for a mortgage. Nobody cares about turnover. People care about profit because that's the actual money that's there. Oh, goodness, I think I need to calm down. So I do feel really strongly about this because it makes me really sad. It makes me sad for the times that I have fallen prey to this. It makes me sad for the hours and hours and hours of me creating stuff that I didn't need to create just because that's what everyone was doing. And because I got so distracted by the shiny object syndrome that I forgot what I actually wanted and forgot the direction. And I got, you know, all the times I got focused on, right, oh my goodness, 10 grand a month, how am I going to do that? Or whatever, you know, 20 grand a month or 5 grand a month or wherever I've been in whichever stage of my business. And just forgetting about, right, hang on a minute, what do we actually want from our life? What do we actually need? How much money is going to make a difference to us? Oh, right, turns out it's, you know, 500 quid or whatever, 50 grand, whatever a year is going to be for you, right? And that's what actually matters. Sometimes taking yourself out of the equation and stopping yourself being the centrifugal force in your business and focusing too much on what some stranger on the internet has said, that becomes more important than our own lives. And it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, so, you know, what we do, because of all this noise, because of all this comparison, because of all these expectations that are out there of where we should be and why we absolutely need to sign up for someone's masterclass, because if we don't, we're the biggest loser in the world. And oh my God, you're never going to achieve anything. We create like multiple offers, multiple things. We add layers upon layers upon layers. We feel we need to be present on every single social media platform that there is. And, you know, one alone can be a full-time job, let alone five. Oh, and then chuck a Substack in there as well, because you need to do that too. And just that kind of never-ending voice in your head saying, oh, should be doing this as well. Oh, they're doing that. Oh, maybe, oh. And it just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you put it in kind of real world terms, like let's think about it as clothes or shoes or something, or food. That might be a good one. Let's do it as food, because if we start talking about all the different trainers that you don't need, I'll be like, oh man, I need to sell all mine then. So let's not do that. Let's talk about food. But you're eating three meals a day, right? Which are home cooked, which are healthy. All that. Brilliant, right? You're on track for just living a healthy life. Hooray. But then someone says, oh, yeah, but donuts are really nice. Oh, God, right, okay, so I need to eat donuts. And then, oh, but you need to, juice is really good for you. Oh, right, okay, I need to start juicing stuff. And then you need protein, right, so I'll just eat an entire chicken as well for my three meals a day. And, and wow, did you know there's this new variety of, new flavour of Skittles that come out? Oh, I need to have that too. And, oh, Mars a day helps you work, rest and play. Right, so I'll have a Mars a day. Oh, apple a day keeps the doctor away. Right, I need another apple too. And it's like, before you know it, all you're doing is buying food or consuming food, okay, on top of the three meals a day that you're already cooking and are healthy and nicely balanced and all that. It makes no sense, right? And obviously you're not going to do that. Some people do. That's a different issue. Can't help with that. Then there are professionals, you know, for that. But, you know, it makes to most of us, that makes no sense. You're not going to wake up and start eating and go to bed. That's the only time you're asleep, is when you stop eating, right? Because of all these things that you told that are the new exciting thing or going to make you healthier or just you need to try this. You're not going to do it. And yet, that's what we do with our businesses. Because the three square meals a day that are fine, that are healthy and all that, that's the basic business, right? That's the sensible, structurally solid business model. And yet, we add in donuts and apples and all, you know, new flavors of Skittles and Amars and whatever, you know, it doesn't make any sense when you put it in the analogy of food. But it's what we do with our business. So I kind of invite you to think about what is your three square meals a day. Okay. And this is not dietary advice. Obviously I'm using it as a thing that the concept that we understand, it's nothing to do with what you eat at all. Eat what you like. Do whatever makes you happy. But it's, you know, as long as you have your breakfast, your lunch and your dinner in place. Breakfast, dinner, tea for us Northerners, or breakfast, lunch, tea for us Midlanders. But as long as you have your breakfast, your lunch and your dinner, then in a setup in your business, you're absolutely golden. That's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything else, because you can do that healthily, you can do that sustainably, you can do that consistently, and you can do it really, really well. And that's how you make a, you know, profitable business maketh. You don't need to add all these other things in. And because if you do, your brain will never feel done, right? Your appetite will never be sated. There's always something else you could be doing. Yeah, there is. There is always something else you could be doing in your business. There's always something you could create, you know, you could create 20 courses if you wanted. You rewrite your entire website. You could add multiple downloads to stuff. You could. Don't need to. It's probably not going to make your business any better than having a really, being known for something, being good at something, delivering it well, telling people what it is, and getting paid for it. That's all you need to do, right? So adding more stuff in is never going to help. You know, I've worked with clients a lot, like 7,000, 7,500 or something over the years. And I've worked with various companies where it feels really kind of bitty and fragmented. And it's quite hard to kind of get the information, because those people don't talk to those people who talk to, and this is generally speaking in slightly larger small businesses, so still SMEs, but the slightly bigger ones, you know, the infrastructure just isn't there. And so the work feels really bitty, because nobody talks to each other. Nobody communicates properly. Nobody's clear. There might be an overall company objective, but nobody's really clear on actually how that happens. We can all quote it verbatim, but how does that actually translate to what you're doing day to day? What are you doing day to day, and why are you doing that? And it's kind of frustrating when I go in as a consultant to companies like this, which I love doing, because I love the problem solving, right? I as you know, sorting businesses out is what I do, and I find it really juicy to be presented with a mess, a hot mess. But that fragmentation happens a lot in bigger companies. and is a joy and, you know, joy to sort out. But it also happens when you're a business of one. And no, you don't have lots of different departments or lots of different people who have kind of somehow drifted, you know, and aren't working together. You've done it with yourself. You've split yourself into so many different personalities or so many different roles that it's impossible for you to keep a hold on it and to keep a handle on it and to keep doing it. And your business is almost, you know, your business can almost take on a life of its own and a personality of its own, but it shouldn't, because it's an inanimate object. You control it. You know, it's your monster Frankenstein that you created. And that's really important for you to always remember that you're in control of this beast. You get to decide. You get to shape its direction, and you get to be the one who commands its rudder. There's a lot of different analogies there. So what I really want you to think about is, what is it? What is it really that's making you feel like you should be doing more, making you feel like you're behind? Is it just that other people are saying stuff that maybe you don't even really know if it's true or not? It's interesting, actually, because when I go and work with a client, I probably know them beforehand because, you know, maybe we've been connected on social media, or maybe we know each other from networking and stuff like that. It's very rare for someone to just come from cold. I'm quite happy if that happens. If we've never spoken and you want me to help you, come get to know me a bit, and we'll do something magical. But, you know, it's quite rare for somebody from cold. They've either been recommended or they know me, whatever. So I'm aware of what they're kind of presenting outwardly. And I might be quite impressed by some of the things that they're saying and think, wow, look at them. You know, this is really good. Oh, mate. And there's that thought of, well, maybe I should run something like that because I could do that. And, And that feeling is there. But then actually this happened recently, that I had a conversation, quite a long conversation, with someone who I've known for ages and really respect them and the work that they do and some of the projects that they're involved with. And but turns out, yeah, they're not in a good place, either mentally, but also with their business. It's like, yeah, well, we had a few, you know, I had 3 months or I was going to have to close it down. What? That's not what I saw from the outside. And I know that we need to present the positive front, because if we're just going, well, this is all shit and everything's doom and gloom, that it doesn't draw the right people in. But the kind of disparity between, and she confided in me, and that, you know, that's all fine. It's not that, but there is, that's one particular example that I can give you. So you don't know what those people that you're thinking, wow, they're doing that, I need to do that, they're making me feel really behind, they're so much better and bigger and stronger and bolder and taller and thinner and whatever, then you don't actually know that that's the truth at all. That's what I'm trying to say, because, yeah, recently I had a conversation that just showed that is not true. And I had thought, oh, she's doing that, maybe I should do that. But turns out that thing is just, it's quietly gone away and just isn't happening because it wasn't working and all of that. And it, you know, and to be absolutely honest, on the one hand, the one human hand, it's quite reassuring to hear that people are struggling in their business. And obviously I hear a lot of that because you guys message me and tell me what's going on or email me. And, you know, and obviously my clients need me to come in and sort things out. So I know well enough that a lot of what is presented is not true, but I'm not immune to it, because there are people that I really respect and there are people who are doing things that, you know, would be really fun to do actually. And could be really successful. But I have to remind myself, yeah, but what? How do you actually want to live your life? Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to. Okay, I want to deliver the thing, but I don't want to do all the marketing that needs to happen in order for the thing to be delivered. Therefore, I'm not going to do the thing unless someone else is running it and I can just turn up and do the bit that I want to do. Right? That's what you have to remember, what's involved in achieving the thing that these people are saying that they've achieved. Right? Which they may not have done. Okay. And there is a real trap that you can fall into here, which is, you know, trying to catch up by just doing more and more and more. And that makes the feeling worse because, as you well know, adding more to your plate is not the answer. It's not what's going to make things better because you're already tired. You already feel like you're working too hard for not enough. So why would you work even more? That would make it your hourly rate, if you work out as an hourly rate, like about £2. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to yourself? You wouldn't pay someone that because it's illegal. So why would you work yourself under those conditions? Right? This is what you have to keep remembering, that are you happy in your business? Yes or no? Do you like what you're doing in your business? Yes or no? If so, hooray, crack on. Don't, who cares what anyone else is doing? If the answer is no to those things, then what isn't right? What isn't sitting right? And not, well, they're doing that and I'm not doing that. We've forgotten about that already. That doesn't matter. But actually, do you know what? I'd like to do more of this or less of this. Oh, well, you're in control of that. You can change that. And that's when the kind of magic happens. It's about, you know, embracing yourself and trusting yourself and being your own, I can't think of the word that I'm trying to think of, but, you know, being kind of master of your own destiny and really believing yourself, really, really supporting yourself like you would a client. And some of my best work has come from when I've turned coach on myself. And that happened, you know, in the second half of 2025 and continues to happen in 2026. And it's really good. You have to be really quite tough with yourself sometimes. And I do ask myself questions, often out loud, and then I respond out loud because I'm sure you do that too, talk to yourself. But it, you know, allow the space of like, well, do you actually want to do this? What do you actually, how do you actually want your days to look? And one big thing that I did, and I've been working with a client this year on doing exactly the same, is kind of letting go of the ego of it all. Oh my God, and it really hurts, right? Because ego is often what drives us and what motivates us. And there's, you know, there's something really nice about being able to be shiny. Or there's something, no, not nice, I mean, that's the wrong word, really validating about oversharing. And people going, oh, it's so amazing. Look at all the things amazing. There's something really, really, really validating about that. But actually what came to me, and part of the work I've been doing with this, with my one of my business sort out clients this year, is what do you actually want to do? You want to do the thing that you do, which for me is supporting business owners and sorting their business out. And I want to get paid for it. And what's gone from that is the how. Letting go of the how was the biggest thing that I did. And I've had some really interesting projects come my way since I did that. And before, I might have thought, yeah, but this isn't my own program, or this isn't. And it's like, but why does that matter? Why do you want to say, hi, I'm Libby and I run this program? It's like, hi, I'm Libby and I sort businesses out. That's what, to me, that's much more empowering, and it's more truthful as well. Who cares about the program? You know, it doesn't matter. The program's just a program, right? It's the work that matters. And I'm very proud of all the work that I've done with clients over the years. And up until I closed my program at the end of December of 2025, they're still, you know, I still hear from some of them. I had a message from one of them just yesterday, in fact. And so it's, you know, it's not about those people. It's about the way that you package stuff. And if you think it needs to be done in a certain way, it doesn't. Because if you just want to do the work and you want to get paid for it, not talking about getting a job here, but, you know, that could tick the box, right? But you can do that work in all sorts of ways. And it's really, really empowering, that letting go. I think of it as the ego of the packaging. Letting go of that is just great. It's just really, really good. So, and that's when you decide what actually matters to you. That's when you finish things, maybe end things, or maybe finish things that you were thinking about, complete things, and certainly removing things, removing layers from what you do and how you do it. Just think about what actually matters to you. and just focus on that, you know? You're not behind anybody at all, right? Because you're the only one who gets to decide what your measures are, what your benchmark is. Nobody else can decide that for you. You get to control all these things. You get to be your own kind of little ecosystem there. You're probably just feeling this kind of nagging feeling of being behind or being whatever, because you're trying to put too much on your own plate. You're being a bit unkind to yourself. You know, you're doing a cracking job and probably earning some money from it. And so that might be enough. Maybe if that's enough, right? Or maybe just a bit more of that. Yeah, because actually you quite like it. If you stop adding stuff in and you just get rid of all the stuff, then you can cancel a load of subscriptions for a start, and that'll free you up more money because you're only doing those because someone told you you needed them, right? Take out the donuts, take out the Mars bars, take out the, you know, 33 apples a day because you need those. Take out all that extra stuff, right? And just focus on your 3 square meals a day, and that will make a difference. So the fastest way for you to feel back on track, is not to speed up and is not to add more. It's to take things off your plate. Take things off your kitchen table. Take things out of your cupboards. Yeah? Good. Whew. Right. You're not behind and you know you're not. Ta-da! Problem solved. Amazing. See, that's what I like to do. And if you do want to work with me, my business sort-outs are amazing. So go to my website, libbylangley.com. You'll find all the information there, or send me a message on any social media platform that I'm on, which is most of them. I'm Libby Langley on most of them. And or email me. You can find me. You know where I am. So good work today. Well done. All right. Lots of love. I'll see you on another episode of Messy Business next week. Ta-ra. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.